The distinction about the Western Slope Watchdog is, as far as I know, I've tried to check on this, as far as I know, it is the only libertarian-owned newspaper in the United States. And that's one reason I started it, is I wanted to see if people would accept the news if presented from a libertarian point of view. And apparently they do, around here. Back in the 1800s, it was really, really common, I mean, almost universally common, for newspapers to be affiliated with a political party. You had newspapers that were called the Paul's Valley Daily Democrat. You had newspapers that were called the Monophy County Republican. You even had the Delta County Independent saying, no, we're not one of these party-affiliated newspapers. We're independent. But it was real common back then for newspapers to have a political party affiliation, something we've gotten away from over the last 150 years. Journalists are not unbiased. Journalists are always biased. In the practice of their trade, they should bend over backwards to be fair and eliminate bias in their writing. But all people are biased, and you're not going to be able to remove bias from a human being that's a reporter. A reporter needs to be aware of their own bias, and they need to balance it. They need to be fair about it. They need to make sure they reach out to the other side.
Can you tell me why you align yourself with the Libertarian Party?
Philosophically, I've always been a libertarian, even though when I was younger, I didn't know what a libertarian was. I just knew that I followed the philosophy of live and let live, leave me alone to live my life the way I choose, as long as I don't hurt other people. And when I was about 21 or 22, I discovered the candidacy of Ed Clark, the presidential candidate in 1980, who ran against Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter. And I realized that there was a political party and philosophy that matched the way that I looked at the world. And I've been a Libertarian Party member ever since.
What did you think of the Tea Party and Occupy movements?
Well, the Tea Party is an overall good thing, but I believe it's being co-opted and misdirected in a very large degree these days. Most people who are in the Tea Party and that came from the 2008 Ron Paul presidential campaign. There were thousands of meetup groups that formed to support Ron Paul during 2008. After he did not get the nomination, and after Obama won the election, those meetup groups continued to discuss plans of action. And what resulted from those meetup groups was the Tea Party, which had its first national rally on April 15th, 2009. Now, since then, in that original Tea Party rally featured Republicans, Democrats, Libertarians, Greens, and then Independents, all of whom saw something to criticize in the federal government, like nationalized health care or bailing out too-big-to-fail corporations or too many taxes and regulations. A lot of different people from a lot of different backgrounds could agree on those things. These days, the Tea Party's turned into more of something like Jerry Falwell's moral majority movement, where it's become socially conservative, anti-gay, anti-abortion, more just a social conservative movement.
What do you think of this year's candidates, including the Libertarian candidate?
Well, I'll be supporting Gary Johnson, the former governor of New Mexico and the current Libertarian Party presidential nominee. But that's only because the Republicans did not nominate Ron Paul. The Republicans should have nominated Ron Paul.
What do you like about Ron Paul?
He is a, first of all, honest and sincere politician. That is a very rare thing. Second of all, he is a very, very principled politician who adheres to the U.S. Constitution as it is written, and he will not deviate from that. I believe that that's what we need in this country to solve the problems that we're encountering. He wants to slash the federal budget. He wants to audit the Fed, because he believes the Fed is the major cause of our economic problems. They are causing hyperinflation and devaluation of the American currency, and that's a tax on the American people that's silent and deadly. Like me, he favors drug legalization because he believes that the drug war is corrupting American politicians and enriching South American criminals. He wants to end all of these overseas wars that we're fighting and bring our boys home and quit spending all that money on foreign aid and policing the world. Good supporter of gun rights. He wants to lower taxes. He wants less regulation. He's basically a libertarian who's within the Republican Party. And his son, Rand Paul, a senator from Kentucky, espouses the exact same philosophy. And so now we have libertarians in both the House and the Senate.
You mentioned ending wars overseas.
Absolutely.
That's actually, it seems to me now, I've talked to Republicans, Democrats, members of the Tea Party and the Green Party, and everyone I've talked to feels pretty strongly that we're spending too much money on unnecessary wars.
Why did we fight in Iraq? There were no weapons of mass destruction. Saddam Hussein did not order the destruction of the World Trade Center. There were no Iraqis on those planes. Why did we go to Iraq? And why are we in Afghanistan? Osama bin Laden is dead. Why are we still there? What is the reason? There is no reason. It is a useless, unnecessary waste of money that is fulfilling no purpose whatsoever. Well, that's one of the places I agree with Obama, is cut military spending. But I also believe we ought to cut, I think we ought to rearrange Medicare and Social Security so that they become voluntary options, not mandatory taxes, so that young people can opt out of them and eventually shut them down as fewer and fewer people participate. I think we should absolutely just eliminate the Federal Department of Education. I think we should eliminate the DEA. I think we should eliminate the EPA. I think the Department of Interior should be radically changed.
How would we educate our children without the Department of Education? I mean, how would that
happen? Well, we would educate them the way we did for 200 years before there was a Department of Education, and that's through local and state control. The federal government doesn't build schools. They don't hire teachers. They just boss everybody around, try to tell them mandatory things to do. And it doesn't work. You need local decision-making. You need local control. You need local budgeting. There's no role for the federal government in education. Right now, they're using the education system to brainwash kids to believe in things that aren't really American. And I'm talking about the Agenda 21 re-education program.
Can you talk a little bit about Agenda 21?
Basically, it is a treaty or international agreement entered into by the United States in 1992 with the UN. And one of the things it does is it pledges the United States to revamp its education system. It's trying to teach social values, social justice, green ecological practices, sustainable development, and all of this with the goal of changing the nature of America.
So you think that teaching kids how to recycle and how to be conservationists and take care of the planet is a bad thing?
I don't think it's a bad thing at all. But I think brainwashing children to believe in Marxism and socialism is. And that's exactly what this program does in a very subtle way. Basically teaches kids that the proper philosophy for government to follow is from each according to his ability to each according to his need. And that is pure Marxism. It is not Americanism. Okay. And what I'm saying is that the words green, sustainable, and social values, etc., they're code words. They're code words for let us take over and brainwash you.
Both of my kids are in public school here in Paonia. And I find that everybody, you know, in a school, like everybody anywhere else you go, is different. Like, they're not all sort of following one, you know, teacher is sort of focusing on one thing a little bit more, another is focusing on another.
What I'm saying is there are federal programs that offer money to local schools if they do these things, this thing, that thing, this thing. And that's what's going on. the UN is behind these federal programs. The UN has their own agenda, which they have labeled Agenda 21, and it is a very subtle way of trying to take over America and control the way we think.
Some people might ask the same question about why kids have to say the Pledge of Allegiance every day. They might object to, you know, one nation under God. What do you think about those kinds of things?
When I was a kid, I hated saying that because when I was a kid, I was an atheist. I am no longer an atheist, but I understand when people want to object to being forced to acknowledge a religious idea in any way. And I don't agree it's right. I think that's a violation of the First Amendment. But is it really the role of the school to promote any way of looking at the world? I mean, is it the role of the schools to promote a social view or a philosophical view, or is it the role of the schools to educate kids? Math, science, reading, arithmetic, English, how to write, how to think. That is the role of schools.
What in the Libertarian Party do you feel like people could come together a little bit more on? Are there issues within the party where people disagree, which it would make sense in the Libertarian Party that you'd be
constantly
free to disagree, but
we have very independent thinkers in the Libertarian Party. They
I
argue
can imagine.
All the time. But here's what I would say. Libertarians overall need to learn how to show compassion. They're very logical and rational, kind of like Spock. But they don't show much emotion or compassion, and they really do need to bring out their human side, show compassion, and show that they're not robots. I think that would help the Libertarian Party a lot. Doesn't have to change our policies or our platform. It just the way we talk. I think that would help a lot.